Day 199, or July the 18th, Standing Out from the Crowd. Today's thoughts are rooted in Isaiah chapter 20, verse 2. At that time, the Lord spoke through Isaiah, son of Amoz. He said to him, "Take off the sackcloth from your body and the sandals from your feet." And he did so, going around stripped and barefoot. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Isaiah declares more prophecies against the enemies of Israel, such as Ethiopia, Egypt, Babylon, and Edom. In the midst of this tirade, we are given a fascinating insight into part of Isaiah's personal life. We need these reminders because we often forget that the prophets were people too. Some were married and many had families, so their worries and responsibilities were like ours, but their response to God's call was quite outstanding and a great example to all of us. And now today's action step. In 1852, an Englishman called Samuel Fox invented the lightweight steel-framed umbrella that many of us use today. It is said that he was ridiculed by some of his contemporaries and told that such a fanciful article would never catch on. When I was growing up, only businessmen and well-dressed ladies used umbrellas. But nowadays, you get folk in tracksuits and even T-shirts and shorts sheltering under brollies. Laughter and ridicule can seem such a force at the time that many good ideas have been discarded, and even more importantly, it has deterred some of God's followers from witnessing well. Isaiah was a respectable prophet who moved in powerful circles and who always had something of value to add to the society of his day. He was nevertheless willing to lose his dignity for God. I think part of the reason that our society reveres the Salvation Army so much is because they are willing to dress in a distinct way and stand out. I still have a Palm Sunday cross in my car and a small ichthus on the boot lid. Society sometimes tries to eradicate them, but persevere with them. You never know how influential they can be.